Ben Foden, big climax of the season coming up. Do you think your experience with England in those big pressure games is giving you the experience to make sure that you know how to deal with this sort of stuff?
I'd love to say so, but it's knockout rugby, and you know there's nothing quite like it in the world, and they're one-off games really. But you know we've done everything right so far in this competition, especially the Heineken Cup, to put our front foot forward, and you know by having a home semi-final, well, home quarter-final first and foremost, and managing to put away Ulster, and then obviously being lucky enough to have a home semi-final puts us in the best you know shape we can possibly be in. So hopefully things will go our way at the weekend, and we'll make the most of it and come away with a win, and then look forward to a final.
Yeah, absolutely. I was having a little look at the Amlin Opta Index. It's got winger Julian Candelon down just ahead of you in points, but you've made 423 metres with the ball in hand, I see. There's only three people better than you. Got to be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, not too bad of a stat to have. Yeah, I'll have to do something at the weekend, hopefully, to push myself a little bit in front. But, yeah, well, metres made is always something that I'm always looking to sort of be top of. You know, I'm known as a running fullback, so... the more ball I can get and the more yards I can pick up, the happier I'll be and happy the team will be, I'm sure. So, yeah, it's always nice to reflect on things like that. It knows that you're doing the right things. So hopefully I'll continue to do that.
Yes, and looking forward to playing here. We are at the MK Stadium. MK Don's sign is staring at us from the far side. You did the job against Ulster here. Do you like this ground? Does it feel like home now?
Yeah, I'd like to think that it's a home away from home. We've had quite a few training sessions here now. Obviously, we're lucky enough today to get down and do our session. I think there's a football game coming on Saturday, so we won't be able to do our team run here. But we've had plenty of time to prepare ourselves. And like you said, we've played here before and know what the ground's like and how it plays. You know, it does feel very much like a football stadium at times. But hopefully, it'll be something that Perpignan aren't used to as well. You know, we've been to their ground before and. The Bear Pit, and it's famous for their many a wins there. But hopefully they'll be surprised when they come in here, because it's quite a small pitch, but quite wide at the same time. So hopefully it'll be an interesting game. Hopefully it'll work in our favour. You know, having the time here, putting in the training. Our goal kickers have been down here a couple of times on their own as well to practice their goal kicking, and then know the pitch is inside and out. So hopefully we can use that to a good effect.
And you mentioned your opponents in Perpignan there. What do you know about them? Where do their main threats come?
Well, we're lucky enough to have played them last year in the Heineken Cup in the pool stages, so we know they're a good team, and they taught us a lesson, really. It was our first away match week three or week four of the Heineken Cup when we had the away draw to them, and they sort of put us in our place by giving us a good spanking. So we know they're a good side, and you know, obviously any team that can get into the semi-finals of the Heineken Cup, they must have good players and be playing good rugby. So we know they're a threat. Obviously, you know, I remember last year when Henry Tuilagi absolutely melted me. So I'll be looking out for him on the field. But they've got great players in the backs and the forwards. They've got some big boys in the forwards who like to carry the ball. And, you know, they're a team that like to play with momentum. So that'll be the first and foremost for us, is stopping them going forward. And, you know, hopefully the weather will stay nice and we can run them around a bit as well and tire them out. And hopefully things will go well for us.
OK, and finally, just looking ahead to the Premiership as well. It was disappointing to lose the semi-final to Saracens last year. In terms of how the fans might be feeling looking towards the semis, and hopefully you'll hold on to that playoff spot, where do you think the squad has come to be able to make the difference this time round if you get to that stage?
Obviously, we've learned from last year. You know, like I mentioned before, the one-off games, this knockout rugby, and there's nothing quite like it. So, you know, if you turn up and you really want it more than the other team, then that'll be apparent come the end of the game. And, you know, it doesn't really matter where we go and play. You know, obviously, in an ideal world, you'd like to be playing your semi-finals at home, but like I said, it's 15 guys against 15 guys on a rugby field. You know, obviously, Leicester or Saracens would be very tough to beat in their own patches, but if you want to go and win these competitions, then you have to beat them all, don't you, really? So, we're looking forward to that as well, but first and foremost, just going to get our heads around this game and make sure we're putting ourselves in the first final we can possibly reach this year. And once that's done, then we can sort of turn our focus back to the Premiership, and we've got a crucial game against Leeds coming up, and we need to make sure we win that first and foremost, and then we'll start focusing up for the next semi-final.
Ben Foden, best of luck.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Lovely, mate. Cool. Absolutely.